This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio
Countdown. Time for Michael Harrison and I to sing and dance the swinging soiree, otherwise known as the News Talk Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week of April 27th to May 1st. The stories and the people list compiled by the folks at Talkers Magazine. You can find the list at Talkers.com, along with Talkers Radio, Talkers Television. Lots of news from the biz this week, and it's always a busy week. Not only the stories, but the people who are in the business, the hosts, that sort of thing. And we get there always seems to be something that attracts our attention. Somebody's being sued for something or other. They said this on the air. No, you can't say that. I'm going to sue you. So we'll get into that after Michael goes through the official list of the stories and the people from Talkers. Would you like to do that, Michael?
I'd love to. I'm just trying to figure out who got sued. I don't know.
But didn't Hannity get sued for
New York Times
or the other way around?
The other way around. Yes, that wasn't one of the big topics on the list, but yeah.
No.
Hannity said, enough is enough. Enough of this misrepresentation of my character.
Enough is enough. I agree. Yes.
I mean, so much of a part of the national conversation that we've talked about here and that people do talk about is the battle between media, where they're fighting each other openly. Do you remember there was once a time when you would refer to your competition as Brand X?
Yes, never mention the competition, never mention the other station, the other host, the other network,
other toothpaste, whatever it was. But now half the conversation is, did you see what those guys over at Fox said? No, that's CNN. It's amazing. But let's get into
bottom line, though, Michael, the real realization is that the news is not the news, really. The news is, there's a story, I'll quickly refer to it and then we get to the story list. You know Walter M. Sterling, who is someone that we have been connected to. He's a talk radio host. And
we served time with him, didn't we? Yeah.
Yes, we did serve time. We have served time with him. Anyway, he had my friend and colleague, Dr. Ken Kronhaus, whom you know as well from the Good Day Health Show. He had him on his weekend talk radio show. Mm-hmm. And he posted, Ken has been following very carefully. Ken is a real egghead. And I say that lovingly. When it comes to research and, you know, what they say, evidence-based medicine, that sort of thing, he's a real stickler for that sort of thing. And so when the study was published this week in Marseille about all the people who have been saved using the Z-Pak and the malaria drug, this legitimized what he's been saying all along, that the government is wrong, that Fauci is wrong, that all these people that are talking about this not being a good resolve to the problem, in fact, it's an excellent, it's the most superior resolve to COVID that we have in terms of treating it. So there's a study that was released this past week in Marseille going through all the thousands of people who have been treated this way and the success story in France. Over here they keep saying, no, you got to test it more and do this, that, and the other thing. Ken says, no, it's been tested and proven to work. So Sterling has him on his show, and Ken gives him a link to the study, which Sterling publishes on his Facebook page. So the next time Sterling's on the air, he makes reference to the Facebook page, and he goes to Facebook and finds it's been taken down. So he puts it back up, and it's taken back down. Puts it up, so he's doing it again this weekend just to see what happens. But what's happening is that Facebook says it doesn't comply to the information that comes from the government. Well, who's going to decide what compliance is, and where's investigative reporting? These people
I understand. This is a serious issue you're bringing up, and it has to do with Facebook. Facebook is called
Google's been doing it too.
Fake news. The issue of Facebook and Google editing content, but being protected by the government as a platform as opposed to a publication, this is complicated mm-hmm. stuff, has yeah. put them in a situation of supreme power and bias.
Awful. Yeah.
And,
horrible.
Yeah, yeah. This is a serious, serious issue. Informational abuse and an unwholesome relationship with the government in terms of Google and Facebook. Not enough time to get into it in this type of a program because we're going to be running through 10 issues, 10 people and all that. But you bring up a very, very serious issue that is one of the top issues that I devote my thinking about.
Yeah.
Because it's it really, we're at the crossroads of a very scary...
Well, who controls information?
Well,
and, you know, the devices, I've been saying, you've heard me for years talk about these damn devices, and they just warp everybody's mind. You become like zombies.
Well, I don't know if we're becoming like zombies, but we certainly are entering a form of enslavement to... these powers. You know, remember Eisenhower talked about the military-industrial complex, which has proven to
beware.
Be prescient. Beware now of the technical, you know, the technology, the high-tech government.
We are worshipping
complex.
Technology.
We're under the thumb of technology, and again, it comes down to the unholy alliance between these giant tech platforms and the federal government. To be continued. Let's not
and greed.
Go down. Yeah, yeah, well, that's at the bottom of most of the issues that we deal right. with in politics, sociology, the economy, et cetera. Do you want to go through the list or do you want to do
please.
The commercial?
No, right, I want you to go through the list.
All right, number 10, the Pentagon UFO video. At number 9, crisis in education because of COVID-19. At number 8, psychology and interpersonal relationships. At number 7, communications technology, which you just touched upon. At number 6, the FBI flimflap. FBI flimflap and the Roger Stone appeal.
That's another, man, what a can of worms that is. Woo!
Oh, dear.
Wow. That is a can of worms. Munga bunga.
At number 5, U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia relations, and Kim Jong-un, dead or alive. What's the story with him? At number 4,
Trump knows. Trump knows.
But Trump won't tell us. Trump won't tell us until after these words from our sponsors.
Right.
At number 4... He's never the showman.
No, it's true.
The presidential
he's
teaser.
Perfect. Kind of the timing. Yep, absolutely. Yep. He's got another one. Evidence that the virus came from a Chinese lab. But I can't tell you how I found that out.
I think he found that out in the fortune cookie. Who knows?
Maybe.
But you know where I stand on that. Presidential race, politics, and me too. And I'll let everybody know right after the next break. The economy versus lives versus livelihood. I'll have the answer to our survival in just a moment. But first,
right.
At number I'm lost. Okay, at number 3.
No,
the
you're
economy
on number 3. Yes,
and lives versus livelihood. I hope people are following because I'm just... You know, zipping through this a little bit too quickly. At number 2, healthcare development and resources. And at number 1, statistics and projections. We went past the million mark in terms of people having the disease in the U.S., and I think we crossed the 60,000 threshold, which means more people have died of COVID-19 in the past few months than did during the entire span of the Vietnam War in terms of American service people.
Yep.
Pretty weird statistics. I say weird because we interpret it in so many different ways.
That's
we can get
sure.
into that. Number 10 on the people, Kim Jong-un, Jared Kushner at 9, Mike Pence at 8, Xi Jinping at 7, Jerome Powell at 6, Flynn and Stone at 5, Biden and Reid at 4, that's Tara Reid, Joe Biden, Mitch McConnell and Nancy Pelosi at 3. Number 2, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Deborah Birx. And number 1, Donald Trump. There you have a mouthful in a few moments. Boom.
All right, 15 past the hour more. Yes, we're going to tell you why everything is the way it is right after these messages.
Top.
And the first one has to do with Mother's Day. Imagine Mother's Day only 2 weeks away. Wow. And in the interest of helping you take care of your mother, a lot of moms have been doing what a lot of the rest of us have been doing. That's eating a lot and gaining weight. So this is, I thought at first when I was I had this proposal come to me, why don't you talk about it for Mother's Day? I thought, well, how are you going to tell your mother that she's fat? But we turn it around a little bit here. by telling Mom we love her. We want her to be in the best shape possible. So we've bought you this 6-month supply of Calitrin so you can lose the weight and keep it off. And that's a really significant measure to take for your mom. You can explain it that way. And the deal for Calitrin, because it is the not only here in America but around the world, the best choice for natural weight loss. There's nothing in Calitrin that's bad for you. No stimulants, no drugs, nothing that will make you crazy like caffeine. So go to toploss.com, use the code DJV, get free shipping. And you get, if you buy 3 bottles, you get 3 bottles free. That'll be perfect for the 6-month program. They want you to take care of yourself during this time. They want you to always take care of yourself, but especially knowing that 78% of the people who have the virus are overweight. Lose the weight, keep your health, get your health back again. Optimal health is what we're all about. Get the message, get the product at toploss.com. Save money by using the discount code DJV.
This is a national healthcare alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome. We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyonenowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030, licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Michael Harrison is here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, looking at the stories and the people and ancillary conversations about how, I know there have been a lot of people who have been talking about how we should talk about the problem. How do we address the problem on the air? I don't think I've asked you. I remember talking about if you were a talk show host, how would you be handling this? But I wonder if we are doing enough to make people aware, using the example we just talked about with Facebook and Google. Are people, they're aware, but what are they aware of? That's, the, you know, are they aware of just what's in their own circle? Do they not understand, or do they care? Are we the only ones that seem to, because it's in our faces, are we the only ones that seem to care?
You and I are the only ones who care. Nobody else cares. Are you asking me a question? Or,
yes.
Are you just musing?
No. Well, I muse and I ask questions because I want you to comment on what it was that I was musing about.
Well, you had said, you know, how would I handle it? I think the first thing anybody who has a megaphone or a platform needs to do is take stock of what do you know. You know, without wondering so much what other people know, what do you know? And make sure that you're plugged into a variety of sources and that you're educated on the subject. On the subjects, I mean, this is a whole spectrum of stuff in terms of COVID-19. So you've got to live up to the responsibility when you open your mouth.
There was a refreshing interlude here, getting back to politics, that we'll talk about soon. Up next, as a matter of fact, on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, it does. Michael Harrison is here, who is in charge of Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com, all the things you see there. He and his staff put together the stories and the people that are discerned to be the top 10 items. That's one of their many tasks every week. Michael produces another radio program that gets into the nitty-gritty of some of the stories. And, of course, there is always, in addition to the list, there are things that you can find at Talkers about our about this fabulous medium we have here. He's doing his interviews as well, the Michael Harrison interview. Who's in it this week? I didn't get that far.
The Michael Harrison interview this week, it's funny, it just read my mind because I wanted to give it a... I normally don't plug my stuff, but I'm going to plug this because it ties into what you said before about Facebook and Google. My guest this week is Glenn Beck. And it's an incredible conversation the two of us have. And one of the segments of the interview is an in-depth conversation about the Facebook-Google thing that you brought up. And we really get into it, and we do what we call a deep dive. So if anybody's interested in that and or hearing Glenn Beck you may not have known about, go to MHInterview.com, and it'll be
there.
Doesn't
he have a new book? He's written like 13 or 14 books.
He's written 13 bestsellers, and this is his new book is called Arguing with Socialists, and it approaches the issue of a lot of young Americans have an enamored view of socialism because they've never seen the downside of it, and the kind of capitalism we have is crony capitalism, which gives young people who, you know, came, of age in the 21st century, they don't see the best of capitalism. So they say, hey, this socialism sounds interesting. And he makes a case of, no, it's not interesting. Beware of socialism.
Well, it's the naivete. I don't know. I haven't seen the book. I know Glenn well enough to know that he's very passionate when it comes to stuff. And he's a good salesman for his own point of view, which I think is one of the reasons he's been as successful as he has been over the years. Very, very persuasive and thoughtful, and doesn't always approach things from the same corner as you would expect. And so when you're talking about this sort of thing, though, what comes to mind, and I'm sure what's in the book someplace, is AOC and that ilk, and how they really are pretty naive when it comes to understanding how the world, they have, it just, it's a symptom to me anyway, of not being taught history, not being taught civics, not understanding how the country really works from a political, geopolitical, or, you know, business, whatever it is. People today, Michael, don't understand how things work. They don't even know how their car works. Never mind how government works. And so that's back to what we were talking about partially, the business with Google and Facebook and how they're controlling all this information, and we're lost and wondering, you know, who's divorcing who, like it made a difference. You know, you understand? You know what I'm saying.
And when, well, what you're saying is there are a lot of deep issues that we would be better off if we had a handle on it, or even an interest in it, as opposed to a lot of frivolousness. On the other hand, you know, people have to live their lives, and there's, you know, I have a split perspective on this. I think people should devote part of their brain to really serious stuff, and I think it's very healthy to devote the other part of your brain to frivolous, silly stuff.
And
enjoy your life. However, some people don't go into the deeper end of the pool, and I think that could be dangerous, not only to them, but to the rest of us.
You know what I found refreshing this week? On the list here at number 6 is the whole business with Michael Flynn. And I thought, I said this earlier on the air, we've been so steeped in conversation about what's going on with the coronavirus that it seems refreshing to have a story like this show up.
I want more Russia. Russia. Right. We need more. Let's get back to Russia. You know, now the conversation has finally caught up to people saying, who's worse, China or Russia? Mm-hmm. And you hear people saying, you know, I've been worried about the Russians, but it looks like these Chinese look like they're pretty dangerous. And, of course, the answer is they're both dangerous, but nobody is as dangerous as the Chinese Communist Party.
Yep, there you go. He's got it 28 after the hour.
Hello, this is America's healthcare advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in 3 major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s, fat that's good for you.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain, unless you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com, or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
China continues to deny it, but U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he is very confident that the coronavirus sweeping across the planet began in a laboratory in Wuhan, China.
Enormous evidence that that's where this began. We've said from the beginning that this was a virus that originated in Wuhan, China.
On ABC's This Week yesterday, Pompeo ripped China's government for concealing information about the virus, and he called it a classic communist disinformation effort. President Trump also pointing the finger at China's government for the coronavirus At a Fox News town hall event last night, he said China has done the world a disservice by not allowing the United States or any other nation to investigate the beginnings of the outbreak. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Many truckers have been protesting the low freight rates as a result of the coronavirus pandemic, and over the weekend, 70 small business truckers gathered outside of the White House, holding up signs and honking their horns, one of them citing that they don't want to be forgotten in the aftermath of the pandemic.
At this point, we don't care if you're Republican or Democratic. Whoever stands up for our trucking industry, they're going to have our support. That's just plain and simple.
The host of CBS's The Late Late Show, James Corden, is planning to pay the salaries of some 60 furloughed staffers, as Corden informed some of them last week that they would be furloughed as of today, the 4th of May, and that he'd be covering their salaries out of his own pocket. It's not known exactly how much it will cost, but it's estimated it could run him as much as five figures a week. The London native has been hosting and producing the show from his Los Angeles garage since April 14th. And today is the 4th of May, Star Wars Day, celebrating the critically acclaimed space operas, as today was chosen because of the pun of the iconic phrase, "May the Force be with you," which many people have now changed to say on this date, "May the 4th be with you." This year, Disney Plus is celebrating by putting the final installment of the newest trilogy on its streaming platform. Speaking of platforms, when you're online, you can find us at usaradio.com. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Four after the hour now, you're listening to the weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine and involved up to his neck in other talk radio pursuits. Is here. He goes through the list of the stories, the people. You can find the list at talkers.com. There's lots of other info about the sort of engagement Michael and his staff have dealing with the issues and the people. So I think... Frankly, you're on the top of the heap. You acknowledge that?
What heap are we talking about?
The information about this most important, this is the most listened to, especially these days, the most listened to format in America.
Okay.
News to me, says Michael.
No. I mean, I just when you said I'm on the top of the heap, you know, a heap could be something that's not very pleasant, could drop
no,
flies.
No, this is
you know.
Good stuff. It's good stuff. Gotcha. So I want to go back to something that we were talking about at the beginning of the program. This Marseille study, the data about how many people, thousands, have been treated. The mortality rate is 0.04%. And how this has been handled by the news media, where it seems to me, I don't know that I have felt this way this directly because I have the information in front of me that is not refutable, and yet people, because it doesn't comply with some certain person or a way of thinking what people want you to think, it's disregarded or disrespected. And to me, this really gets my dander up. I don't know if I'm helping the situation or hurting the situation. And I would ask that of you, how in handling this and looking, you know, at things, there have been a lot of stories. Every week there's 900 trillion stories about COVID-19. One of the big things this week was that you can't spread it by having sex. That was a question that was asked by one of the people on the program. And, you know, if you smoke or you use vaping, you're much more likely to get it. You know, all of these things that play into the stories. But the thing about cures and fixing it being discounted that way is so troubling, Michael.
Well, I mean, we don't have the answer yet. And, of course, there's
we do have the answer. This is a study that was done by doctors in France. We absolutely have the story.
Well, why are you so quick? Not that I'm debating the merits of what you're saying. What I'm saying to you is, why are you so quick to point to one study by doctors and endorse it wholeheartedly, and while other doctors do studies that contradict that? And
That's a great question, and I'm happy to answer it, because the person who brought it to my attention is somebody that I respect immensely as an educator. He has a PhD in medical science research. He has an MD. He's a practicing cardiologist.
So he is the best doctor in the world.
He's the best doctor that I know in my world.
So your experience and your world is the ultimate arbiter of what's best for the population of the earth.
Your point is going to be that you're so good at this. I've fallen into my own trap.
I have to be responsible to my own credibility.
Yes.
When you say things like that, you force me to come back.
I'm
at
happy
you.
To force you into
okay.
it.
Okay. I know. I mean, I'd like to be nice and have fun here.
No,
but,
it's okay.
But when you say things like that, I have to answer you that way.
Yeah.
Not that you're wrong. But
see, I don't think I am wrong.
Other
people are wrong, and that's been borne out in these studies, and it infuriates me that people have politically taken this and run with it, and it just annoys the hell out of me.
I mean, we need to have, on one level, government agencies that have some type of regulations when it comes to drugs.
Sure.
Because let's face it, the world has always been awash in snake oil salesmen.
Well, it still is, though, even with the FDA supposedly providing protection.
Right.
Look at all the things they've approved that kill people.
So the answer, all drugs kill people.
Yeah,
you could die from aspirin. You could die from mercurochrome.
Wait a minute. Hold on. Who remembers mercurochrome?
Remember when you were a kid?
Mercurochrome
was the safe iodine. Mercurochrome won't hurt as much as iodine. When they took out the iodine, you know you had a bad wound as a kid. When they took out the mercurochrome, it was who the hell knows? But the point I'm making is that we don't have a cure for this thing. And the way I handle it is, in terms of the hydroxychloroquine issue, is that, yes, there have been cases where it works. And I've done my own research on that. And what I have found out from the doctors I trust is that it works under certain conditions. Like all drugs, it has a downside, so it is a patient-by-patient situation in terms of talking to about it with your doctor, just as if you were taking prednisone or any other drug that has a downside and an upside. And every doctor I've spoken to says that hydroxychloroquine only works when administered early.
Mm-hmm.
That once you're down the road into the ventilator stage,
you're near dead. Forget it.
Right. So now beyond that, why has it become such an issue? My opinion, my personal opinion, is that Trump, had he kept his mouth shut and not identified himself with hydroxychloroquine, it might have had a better chance of getting out there.
Because it's about Trump.
It's about
not
Trump.
About, thank you. Ding, 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 ding. So that brings me around to something else. Because Donald Trump is always number one on the people list at Talkers Magazine, the people poll every week, the top 10 people on the list. I wondered as I looked at this, we were laughing off the air, well, kind of laughing, chuckling about the evidence on coronavirus. He knows it came from a Chinese lab, but he can't tell us. The presence that he has, when I used to watch him on The Apprentice, and, you know, in interviews or listen to him on Howard Stern, he was kind of a character. And I didn't ever think of him in political terms at all, ever. I thought he was actually quite a good coach. I loved looking at having him look at people saying, "You're fired." There was something about that that just sort of made me chuckle, whatever it was. And then when he started to run for president, I said, "Oh, this isn't interesting. You know, he's going to get more notoriety, do another TV show, whatever comes out of it." I never, ever thought of him as a conservative, frankly. And well,
he wasn't a conservative.
So when did he become so conservative, and why did he become so? And I even go further, use the term right wing when it comes to some of this stuff. You've had dinner with him. You've been around him. You kind of get his vibe. Yeah, why?
Because he's an opportunist. He's a politician. He preaches to the choir.
He really is a politician. Then okay.
Yeah. Oh. Consummate politician, one of the most skilled practitioners of the political arts we've ever seen in our lifetimes.
Mm-hmm. Some of the people
that's not a compliment, nor is that an insult. It's just an observation.
Yeah.
And everything he does, some of the things seem crazy, some of them don't, but somewhere deep inside him, there is a political compass, and he's playing to his core, because he has the most organized gang in the playground. And even though he's outnumbered, you have the most organized gang in the playground, you run the school.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, it's like the gangs in the streets of Chicago, I suppose. Maybe
that's what it is.
Like
as long as he maintains support of his core, and it plays along the lines of the Electoral College, Trump has a shot at being elected again and again and again. And that's why he does what he does. And he plays a masterful game of speaking out of both sides of his mouth at an age when it's right there on video, and somehow he gets away with it.
Yeah,
back in the old days, and I'm talking about the old days before our time, before there was mass communication, politicians would play a game. They would talk to different groups and tell the groups what they want to hear, even if it was completely the opposite of what they told the last group, because there was very little communication between cities and regions, counties, states.
Yeah,
and they would get away with it. Just like comedians were able to use the same joke and play vaudeville houses all over the country and have three jokes, and that would be their career. But television and mass media has made it difficult to talk out of both sides of your mouth. But Trump gets away with it, even though you know.
Yep.
That's the point.
Okay. So, I was disappointed, actually, in the list of people, because Andrew Cuomo's name wasn't on the list.
Oh, and this week, isn't because your name wasn't on the list.
No, it's not. I'm okay this week without my name being on the list. One of the things that has come about this week is that Governor Cuomo of New York is single and ready to mingle. Apparently, there's some report in one of the New York City newspapers that New York City women are very interested in Andrew Cuomo. And he's eligible, apparently, and he's made that public. He said, "I am eligible. I'm not married. I don't think he's putting himself on the market," kind of chuckling about it. I thought that was kind of interesting. His longtime girlfriend is a chef named Sandra Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sarah Lee, no relationship probably. But they split up last fall, so he's alone.
Yeah. Wow. Well, do you have a nice girl for him?
No, I'm having a hard time finding a nice girl for me, so I don't know where I am.
All right, well, I guess we'll put him back on the list. I mean,
that's it. Yeah. Put him on the list. The story of vitamin D in your life, how vitamin D supports all good health and immune systems. Most Americans don't even know what their vitamin D reading is. But I'll tell you, most of you are deficient in vitamin D. You get a good blood test, your doctor will tell you that. There's no reason for that to be the case anymore, because along comes Purity Products, Advanced Vitamin D Formula. Advanced D is what it's called. Doctor formulated, clinically validated with 5,000 units of vitamin D3 plus immune-supporting cofactors like magnesium, zinc, and boron, very important to make your immune system push away some of the things that we're confronting here every day. Best of all, trying Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20, $19.95 buys you Advanced Vitamin D, a 30-day starter bottle. Call 800-484-5947. Call now. Mention DJV, you get free shipping and a bottle of ultra pure fish oil. So great health all the way around. 800-484-5947. What a great opportunity. If you're a deficient, don't be. Vitamin D is important. Power up. 800-484-5947 with Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products.
The COVID-19 pandemic threatens millions. Courageous health workers are risking their lives to protect us all, but many don't have the supplies and support they need. Over the past 60 years, Project Hope has trained and equipped health workers in over 100 countries. Now, as the pandemic spreads, Project Hope is expanding its work in the United States and around the world. To learn more about Project Hope's coronavirus response, visit projecthope.org, sponsored by Project Hope.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We want to tell you about our new podcast, the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us most. We talk about everything from parenting and our families to the Me Too movement and what women really want in men. And if you're just plain tired of people trying to tell you what to do and how to live your life, we tackle that too. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app, Spotify, or your favorite podcast app. Don't forget to leave us a comment, a review, and subscribe.
All right, so John, where was my John? Hello, Donald, no, Michael. Do we believe we'll talk to Michael? Michael Harrison is here, and he's down on the beach. You know, that's an expression in the radio business. When you're on the beach, you don't have a job. Michael's on the beach at Jupiter Island, and I wonder, because there's so much controversy now about local beaches on the East Coast and the West Coast being closed, people are, now it's getting warm, they're getting antsy. Do you see any protests going on down there? The beach open? What happens when people go to the beach there in South Florida?
South Florida, the beaches are still closed, and so there's no issue. Nobody's protesting. People are running along, you know, with their bicycles and jogging along what's called A1A. That's the highway that runs right along the beach.
Yep.
You know, Florida has so many beaches that the beaches don't tend to get as crowded in many places as they do in cities where there's only one main road to a beach, and those get packed. Many parts of Florida, such as the part I'm in, is they long stretches of beach. But right now,
yeah,
closed.
Fabulous.
Right. Closed.
I think we should start a protest. Why don't you start a protest? Let's open the beaches.
Get me a sign.
Yeah, let's see. I'll make a sign. Send it to you.
All right.
Open the beaches. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy.
created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This moment of gratitude is brought to you by Rocket Mortgage and the Rock family of companies.
We really want to thank my wife's cousin Marie, who works so hard as a nurse saving others.
To those who leave their homes to keep us safe in ours, thank you.
Yeah, you guys are awesome.
We're sending all our love, gratitude, and hope your way.
Thank you.
If you'd like to thank America's frontline and essential workers, visit everyoneknowsahero.com. Quicken Loans, LLC, NMLS number 3030. Licensed in 50 states. Each legal entity that identifies themselves as part of the Rock family of companies are separate legal entities with their own governance and management structures.
Oh, whale! Guys, whale! Wow, whale.
Oh, that's a big whale. Okay. Whale, whale, whale! Oh, no! Whale!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
Well, at least it wasn't a shark, am I right?
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
See, even though I'm not a fan of the Batman series, for whatever the reason, this reminds me of the movie, the earlier television show, Batman, Batman, and then there's this, and the theme from Gotham, which was the show that was on Fox for a number of years. Most of that, if I remember correctly, Chucker, this sounds a lot like the theme to that TV show, which was about Batman is a youngster growing up in New York, right? Isn't that that's the theme of the TV show anyway?
Well, no, this theme we're playing now is actually some of the music Danny Elfman did in Tim Burton's 1989 film Batman. This day in history, May 1st, 1939, Batman Doug first appeared in Detective Comics issue number 27. Let's talk about Batman. You had Adam West in the TV show, and he did that one film that spun off from the TV show back in the 1950s. And
silly
then Tim
stuff.
Burton solidified Batman in a more serious way with his Batman 1989, a blockbuster film of that summer. Val Kilmer played Batman. George Clooney played Batman. George Clooney got the role of Batman because he was hot off the TV show ER. Warner Brothers controlled the Batman property, so they wanted to shoot
Warner. I thought Val Kilmer, of the ones that I've known and paid any attention to, Val Kilmer may have been the best. And
you think so?
The second best may have, well, it depends on how they play. They wanted Clooney to play it in a
Christian
camp.
Christian Bale, as much as I love Michael Keaton, I thought he was fantastic. But Christian Bale's, the Chris Nolan trilogy of Batman movies, I think define that character.
You don't think Ben Affleck was one of the better Batman?
No, I do. I do. Well, you know, it's interesting because there's such polarizing views of Batman versus Superman, but I happen to dig that film, and I respect the heck out of Ben Affleck, what he did as Bruce Wayne Batman in that movie. I thought he was awesome in that role. And now you got Robert Pattinson, who was in the Twilight movies.
Not going to
play Batman in a movie called The Batman next summer, May 1st.
Nah, he's not. He doesn't.
Do you like the character of Batman in general? You don't like?
Well, I like the idea of the story and the creation that came, the understanding of where I wanted to know a long time ago how Batman became Batman. And through the years, you kind of figure out the television show was silly, so it didn't have anything really to do with the actual story.
Yeah, it was fun, though, but dead.
Yeah, well, it was huge fun, absolutely.
Yeah.
Loads of fun. And perfect for the time where it was popular in the 60s. Yeah,
I do agree.
But then you get into the story, and there's I think the TV show Gotham made it very bleak. I watched it for a while, and then I didn't watch it any longer because it was crummy. It made me think, it was dirty. But I think some of the stories, I must admit to not seeing all the Batman movies, but I think the story of how the character developed, I think, you know, when we have movies like this, we go back to Star Wars and how those characters developed over the years, or any of them, even James Bond, even though it hasn't been the same person playing it all along. The character developing, what we know what his life is like. We know about him. And for me, that's important stuff. I really, not that I sit in a movie and think, what's going on with him in the bathroom, but I do want to know more about, you know, the characters. That's kind of one of the things that I get to
keep. And also generate, I mean, if you think back, and it's almost hard to believe that Tim Burton's Batman, it's 31 years old. I mean, 89, 90, 200. But again, people who are now, 18 years old, they weren't born when that came out. So the reboots do make sense to some of these characters because they are introduced to new generations, and it is fun to look back at the overall canon of any franchise, whether it's Bond or this or whatever they reboot.
Speaking of reboots, Star Wars is having a virtual convention this weekend, apparently, despite...
Well, we could do, right?
Well, apparently they can't get everybody together, so they're moving, into a new era with the Star Wars. The hashtag is May the 4th. Well, isn't it May the 4th be with you? Isn't that kind of a play on that?
Yeah, they've done that. Yep, they've done that. Actually, on the Internet, I didn't see it, but I read it, and people told me it was a lot of fun. They reunited the cast of the Goonies all together via FaceTime or Skype, and they had all the cast there, including even Steven Spielberg, who was one of the producers of that film. They keep talking about doing a sequel to the Goonies. Richard Donner, the director who directed the Goonies and Lethal Weapon and Superman, is now 90 years old.
Is he?
He said he'd love... Yeah, he's 90 years old. He said he'd love to do it, but they can never find a storyline.
Wow, I didn't know he was that old. Good God. All right, good job, Chucker. Thank you. Have a good, safe weekend there in Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania. Chuck Curry and Doug Steffen here on the DJV program with Movie Moments at 59 past the hour.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.